The Yerushalmi writes, Ko oka matzah, the erev Pesach ki'il boel arusasu b'veitz chama. The one who eats matzah on erev Pesach is like having relations with Yarus in the house of the father-in-law. And then back in the day, they used to do kiddushin. They were fully married, but they lived with enough. They went back to their father's home, and they used to come back and then get married a year later. So it could be financial reasons, and then historically speaking, some say the Crusades came, others, and basically they used to have small villages, everyone used to run away, the issue of a woman becoming an aguna, different historical reasons why. But the bottom line is, we do it, Erisin and Kedushin together today. So the Gemara says, and what's the connection? That if this, like if you wait, since, if you wait a little longer, it will become permitted. If you wait till tonight, matzah is a mitzvah, and if you wait a little longer, you'll be completely married, in the sense you could have relations with your wife as well. And so I'm going to say the connection is Sheva Bracha. It's just like a Kalo below Bracha. You count up, there are probably more than seven Brachas, but before you get to Achilas Matzah, Motzi Lechem Min Haaretz, there are seven Brachas. So be it as it may, do Yerushalmi write, there is an issur of eating matzah on Erev Pesach. So that's clear. When the prohibition begins, so some say, well, Erev Pesach. So, Vayhi Erev Vayhi Boker, the day begins at night, so begins the night before. Others say, no, it's not, it's true, it's Erev Pesach, but the Minig or the Dindra Rabbanah was only instituted that morning in order not to be, to have an appetite later on to have the matzah b'teyavon or some other reasons. And others say so we assume that it begins at dawn, so therefore we all agree you can't eat matzah on Erev Pesach. The question is, what about egg matzah? In other words, it's egg matzah matzah. It says matzah, it's egg matzah. So it's always a question, as we'll get into. At what point do I say it's no longer matzah versus it is matzah? It just has a certain chitzarim, let's say. It might not be lechem oni. And nafgamina would be because you use it at the Seder, as we'll see. But, or could you get some kiyum? So either way, so it's Rabbeinu Tam who as he's reading into the first mission, Arvei Pesachim. The mission of this is you can't eat, you know, don't eat an Erev Pesach from Samach or Mincha and on. So Rabbi Otam is bothered, what can't you eat? Chametz I can't eat way before Samach or Mincha. Matzah I can't eat the whole day. So what is the mission talking about? It must be talking about, what else is there? Achila must be egg matzah. Matzah ashira. We call egg matzah. You put apple juice, other fruit juices in it. So Rabbeinu Tam's reading of the Mishnah is, doesn't say it anywhere in the Mishnah, but the way Rabbeinu Tam interprets the Mishnah is egg matzah is permitted up until Samach HaMincha, but it's not permitted after that. That's the reading of the Mishnah according to Rabbeinu Tam. The Vilna Gaon, others point out, the Rambam seems to have a different reading of the Mishnah. Because the Rambam says you can't eat a lot of mini tagim, a lot of peros. Eat peros ma'at. What does it mean? In other words, mini tagima. So the difference between what mini tagima are, but let's just assume it's fruits, fish, meat. So what do you mean you can't? So up until then, you could have, you after Samach HaMincha, you could have a little fruit, but before then you can't have a lot. Up until then, according to the way Rabbeinu Tam says, there is no limit on how much fruit you could have. According to the Rambam, he says you can't have a lot of mini targima. Because why? Because why is the Rambam ochel peros ma'ah? Why is the Rambam learning it that way? Because apparently he doesn't learn like Rabbeinu Tam. He doesn't say that egg matzah, there's no source that egg matzah is mutter, it's just the base of Rabbeinu Tam. So the way the Gra learns the Rambam and others, it's usher to eat even egg matzah. That's what I said, egg matzah is matzah. Okay, it might look a little different, maybe it tastes different, but it's close enough. It's matzah, it's matzah. In other words, it's not enough of a change where it's no longer doesn't have the shame matzah. So it comes out that according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's matzah to eat the egg matzah on Erev Pesach. We'll get into whether you can eat it Erev Pesach. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, you can eat the egg matzah up until Samach HaMincha. But we could discuss the Minhag Ashkenaz. That is the Minhag Sfar. Interesting, even though the Rambam, this is understanding the Rambam, you can't have egg matzah, period, unless we'll give some reasons why maybe you can. So, that's the Machlokas, the Rambam, Rabbeinu Tam. Are you permitted to have egg matzah on Erev Pesach? According to Rabbeinu Tam, yes, that's what the Mishnah means. And according to the Rambam, it's not what it means. Of course, egg matzah is usher. It looks like matzah, that's enough. So that's the Machlokas Rama Reino Tam, how you learn the Mishnah. And therefore, it was the Erev Pesach Shachol B'Shabbos, and it could have egg matzah on Erev Pesach. So according to Reino Tam, clearly yes. According to the Rambam, the way others learn is no, you can't even have egg matzah. That's how the Gra learned. So interesting, the Mechaber Paskins that you have egg matzah even after Chatzos. Not like the Rambam, unless he has a different interpretation of what the Rambam sheet is. So that's one issue. And then, so that's what Rabbeinu Tam. So one possibility is you would, the Machlokas Rambam Rabbeinu Tam would be because they have Matzah Ashir on Erev Pesach. Perhaps another Nafka Mina would be is whether you can have Matzah Mevusheles. What about, that was apparently the practice of Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, that he had Matzah Mevusheles on Erev Pesach. In other words, there's a whole stira in sugyas, Psachim, Brachas, regarding a one, and it says, Bola Matzah Yotza, Bola Maraino Yotza, why do you Yotze? Because you need Tamar. And that's why those who have loss of taste or smell, so when it comes to maror, if you need tamar and you can't taste, so then you can't have the maror. Well, you can have the maror, you just can't make a bracha. That's the whole shayla by besamim as well. You can't make a bracha besamim if you one of the some of the symptoms by COVID. So it's maror from here. You don't need tamata. However, the Gemara tells us matzah mevushel. It's the whole this. The whole discussion why, but the bottom line it seems to say the reason why cooked matzah is no good is because it doesn't have tam matzah. So, again, so if you assume tam matzah is the reason why you can't have matzah on Erev Pesach, so therefore, keneduach or matzah mevusheles, some have or that's making keneduach, it's cooked matzah meal. That's the shiloh. On Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, can one have egg matzah, but could one have keneduach, in other words, or could you have it at all? Because, so according to, how do we reconcile? So, the Gemara says, matzah mevusheles, you don't have tam matzah. That's right, it's good. Yet it said, bola matzah yotzah, so, how do you reconcile the apparent contradiction? Some Rishonim say, so some of Farshim say, in one distance, no, there's a big difference. Of course you need tam matzah, but it doesn't mean I have to, it's not a din in me. If I swallow the matzah, so I personally don't have tam matzah, but if I chewed it, there would be. So it's a din in the object, in the chefsa. So cooked matzah no longer has tam matzah. So that's why you could have it. But regular matzah, you can't have your regular matzah yotze because there is tam matzah. That's why bola matzah yotze because there is tam matzah. So the point is, we agree you need tam matzah that we see in order to be yotze the mitzvah, and therefore matzah mevusheles doesn't have tam matzah. So the other answer, you can have it according to the Yisod of Rabbeinu Tam, that only matzah you could be yotze with. However, Rabbeinu Yonah has a different pshat. He doesn't say nothing to do with Tam matzah. When it says matzah mevusheles is no good, it's not because it doesn't have Tam matzah, it's because it has a din of matzah shira. In other words, it doesn't have a din of lechamoni. It's kind of like egg matzah, according to the Magen Avraham brings down, that others say that perhaps the reason why you can't have egg matzah is because maybe you are yotze, you're just not yotze lechamoni. But either way, that's what it means. Matzah mevusheles, it just doesn't have a din of lechamoni, but it still has tam matzah, so therefore it would come out also, according to the Rambam, according to Rabbeinu Tam, they both should be mutter. And that's, that is our minig. People have kineduach in the afternoon. This year, Erev Pesach after Chatzos. So that's a discussion. Whether you Ashkenazim eat egg matzah or not. Many assume not, but Aruch HaShulchan, Rav Schechter, others say that you can. In fact, you should this year for the third meal. So it comes out, according to the Rambam, the Rambam learns like Rabbeinu Yonah, so therefore, if it's like Matzah Shira, so the Rambam Shittah, you can't eat Matzah Shira on Erev Pesach, meaning because he says, Mash, because you only can eat Peiros, but you can't eat any of that. So it comes out that these would be the two issues, this would be the issues of whether you could have egg matzah or matzah mevusheles on Erev Pesach. According to the Rambam, they both seem to be a problem because it's like a din of egg matzah. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, they both seem to be mutter. Rabbeinu Tam had egg matzah. Matzah mevusheles doesn't have the tam matzah. You can't yot to the mitzvah with it, and therefore it should be okay. Interesting, Lamaisa, I think the Minhag Ashkenaz people do have Kineduach, but many would not have egg matzah. But according to the Rambam, they both should be prohibited.